Why I'm backing Hugo Pier for Unison General Secretary Council's face dire future without fight back a Unison local government branch secretary, personal capacity. It was 2 years ago that Northamptonshire Tory Council invoked a Section 114 notice. Under this measure, it indicated it could only afford to spend money on essential services. In other words, it had run out of money and was, in effect, declaring itself bankrupt. Given that the financial situation of most councils in England, Wales, and Scotland is considerably worse than in pre-pandemic 2018, Northamptonshire may have been the first council, for 20 years, to declare itself bankrupt, but it will certainly not be the last, if mass opposition is not built to oppose council cuts. Unison needs a strategy, to defeat Tory cuts and demand funding. And of the candidates standing to be the new General Secretary of Unison, only Hugo Pier has the programme that can achieve this. Unison estimates that there is a current shortfall in funding of councils of £10 billion for 2020-21. And this figure is growing day by day, as councils have to fund shortfalls in income, such as losses of charges and taxes, and increased expenditure due to COVID-19, but are not fully reimbursed for this by central government, or by the Welsh and Scottish devolved governments. Unison says that, if £10 billion of cuts were made equally to all council services, £1.9 billion would be slashed from children's services, £1.1 billion from environmental services, which includes cleansing and refuse collection, and £3.5 billion from adult social care, that is already in crisis. The devastating reality of these cuts could be a loss of 51,000 children social workers, 141,000 adult care workers and 46,000 refuse workers. If the funding of social care, as has been the case in the past, and public health was protected, other services such as housing, planning and environmental services would face cuts of 54%. Shortfall. This devastating shortfall in funding to councils, coming as it does after 10 years of Tory cuts passed on by the SNP and Scotland and Labour Welsh Government to councils, will be a potential extinction event for many local authorities. While the dinosaurs could not be blamed for not seeing the asteroid coming, and of not understanding the impact it would have, that is not the case with Labour, Plaid Cymru or SNP councillors. They were fully aware of the consequences of administering Tory cuts for council services in the working-class communities they were elected to serve. The Tories to date have successfully used Labour, Plaid Cymru and SNP councillors to do their dirty work for them. Labour councillors have been compliant in assisting the Tories in reducing council budgets to line the pockets of their super-rich friends. They also, by disillusioning working-class and middle-class voters, contributed towards the Tory general election victory last year. However, despite their protestations to the contrary, there is something councillors can do to stop council cuts. But unfortunately, to date, Unison, which is affiliated to the Labour Party and is the biggest local authority trade union, has not called on Labour councillors to refuse to implement Tory cuts. It has not even attempted to organise national action to defend council jobs and services. Motions to Unison's National Conference or Local Government Conference calling for national action against council cuts are ruled out of order and never debated by conference on the grounds of legal jeopardy. If Unison's bureaucracy spent as much effort defending council services as it does trying to prevent the union discussing them, we would be in a far better place. The reality is, the current national leadership has not put any pressure on Labour councillors to refuse to implement cuts. Unison currently has no strategy to defeat the cuts, other than to ask Tory ministers and lobby Tory MPs to find the additional resources to fund the shortfall. The evidence is clear. Good arguments about the merits of local government will not win the day. The Tories want to dismantle and reduce the cost of local government as much as they can get away with. With no threat of national industrial action, there is no pressure on this Tory government to make a U-turn as it has on many other issues. Fighting leadership Hugo would ensure that the union's energies are focused on how to organise national action to defeat the cuts, as opposed to the current leadership which spends its time finding a way to stop it happening. Hugo also calls for Labour, SNP and Plaid Cymru councils to implement needs-led no-cuts budgets, and for councils to join with Unison, and the other local authority unions and other councils, to build a mass campaign of opposition to Tory cuts. If Labour councillors, MPs, MSPs in Scotland, and manuscripts in Wales, back cuts, then Hugo says Unison should withdraw funding from these individuals. Very importantly, if Labour councillors won't implement Unison policy, then Hugo calls for branches to have the right to decide democratically, to support other Labour movement candidates who will, even if they are not in the Labour Party. At present, little pressure is put by Unison on these Labour Blairites and other councillors to defend council services, with some notable exceptions at branch level, particularly where Socialist Party members in Unison have an influence. This would not change if one of the other candidates was successful, because even if they wished to put pressure on councillors, they don't mention that they want to do this, they don't have the program to do it. It would be business as usual for Labour councillors doing the Tories' bidding. Only Hugo has the program to fight and defeat Tory cuts. The Tories have found an orchard of money trees to bail out big business. A fraction of this cost would fully fund councils. But if they won't feed hungry children at the cost of £20 million in England, they won't fully fund councils without mass coordinated national action. Vote for the only candidate who will lead that fight. Vote for Hugo Pierre.